You never know how what happens today may bless your life tomorrow. I like to call these unpredictable experiences grace moments. The more you're open to them, the more they seem to happen. Louis Benet began listening to jazz records when he was just a kid. The sailors in his Dutch home would bring Louis Armstrong and other recordings from America. The first time Benet, a violin prodigy, heard Armstrong, he put down the violin and picked up a trumpet and became a jazz musician. In a few years, Benet's Rhythm 5 was one of the hottest jazz ensembles in the Netherlands. But the times were changing for Benet and other Jews. The Nazis invaded the Netherlands and took him to the Auschwitz death camp. There, his friend, Frank Hein, told the jazz musician a possible way to escape death, the prison camp orchestra. When Benet auditioned, his lips were numb and his fingers were frozen from the cold conditions. Only a few feeble sounds came out from his first attempt to play the trumpet given to him. A guard approached to take him away when Benet raised the trumpet again and began to play Louis Armstrong's St. Louis Blues. It was a grace moment and a performance that saved his life. That's something to think about. I'm Bob Long with St. Luke's Methodist Church.